I'd like to ask you a question. Well, actually, it's more of a what I call a fill in the blank. And what I want you to think about, if you had the ability to live anywhere, where would it be? And here's what I want you to do. If I could live in blank, I want you to fill it in, okay? And I'll take some responses from the audience. If I could live anywhere, I could live in blank, fill it in, okay? Anyone? Live in?
Alaska.
Alaska. Very cool. Who else? Live in?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Live in? Washington. Live in?
California.
California. Live in? Paris. Wow. Shooting for the stars there. Anybody else? Live in?
Colorado.
Colorado. Live in?
Alabama.
Live in Alabama. Anybody else? Live in?
Germany.
Italy. All right. I have my place. If I could live anywhere. No, it's not. If I could, huh? Yes, sir. You know me well. If I have this dream spot picked right out there on Cozumel Island. It's a little, it's just a little piece of dirt right now, and I'm going to build a house for Becky and I. The boys don't get to come with us. And there's a little house right there, and I'm going to build a church, First Lutheran Church of Cozumel, because, like, you know, there's no Lutheran church there. So I'm going to build this church right there, and we'll be able to, you know, eat Mexican food after church and drink some good beverages and then go snorkeling all week long, and we'll tell everybody about Jesus who comes off the cruise ship boats, and it's going to be awesome. Okay? That's where I want to ultimately live. I want to live in Cozumel. Okay? And, but I asked that question because, you know what? Sometimes we should dream for a moment about where we could live in. And not just a place, but a way of life. Some people want to live in peace. Some people want to live in freedom. Some people want to live where there's less worry and less stress and more just a relaxing state of mind, okay? But I want to suggest to you this morning that I think God wants from all of us, and He wants to give to all of us today, the ability to live in grace. I think He wants us all to experience that on a day-to-day basis because it's not the norm. He wants you, He wants me to live in grace. Will you say that with me? He wants us to live in grace. Let's say it again. He wants us to live in grace. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 7. I'm not Romans chapter 7. I'm sorry. Romans chapter 5, what Steve read earlier. He said there's this dual kind of living going on. One is when we live under the trespass or we live under the gift. Here's what the Bible says. The free gift, that being grace that comes from Jesus to sinners like me and you, this free gift, it's not like the trespass. It's not like sin. It's not like what comes from us from Adam. It's not that which we inherit from our parents. It's totally different. Okay? It's the domino track that's racing around. See, domino track A is what the Bible calls sin and trespass and law. And when you're on that route, okay, it leads to judgment and condemnation and separation from God. Then there's track B. It's the track of Jesus. It's not like anything else. It's a track that's free. It's grace-giving. It comes as Jesus makes us whole and clean because of His grace. Okay? And so what I want to suggest to you this morning is that God is inviting us to live in grace. To live in the abundance of His free gift in our life today. Because He wants us, say it with me again, He wants us to live in grace. Now say how.
How.
That was weak. Say how.
How.
I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you. Here's the thing about how. It's easier said than done. And here's why. Because we don't live in a grace world. We live in a world that's driven by karma, that's driven by you scratch my back, I scratch your back. We're living in a world that's driven by law. We're living in a world that's driven in ways that are totally opposite to grace living. Okay? And so to